We are on Daf Yud Amid Beis. Let us again start, go over quickly from the Toshma, which we had learned yesterday. We are in the middle of a sugya where the Gemara is clearing a shayla if Biya Eres in Aisa or Biya Nesu in Aisa. Toshma, Ukvar Sholach Yechenen Ben Bagbag Eisa Rab Yehuda Ben Pseirel and Etzivin, that Rabbi Yechonen ben Bagbag sent Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseire, Shamati Olecho Sha'ato Ima Arusa Bas Yisrael Echeles Betrume. I heard Bishimcha that you said an Arusa Bas Yisrael eats Trume. Sholach Lois, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseire sent him back, Va'ato Iyato Ima came. You disagree with this? Mirzekani Boch Sha'ato Boki Bechadre Teire. Lidroish bekalvo chaymer yata yedeya uma shivcha knanis she'ein biyosa machilosa betrume madoch a shivcha knanis, that if a person is boil a shivcha ein biyosa machilosa betrume is kaspa machilosa betrume זו שביוסו מחילוסו בתרומו, אין עדין שכספו מחילוסו בתרומו. So I have a קל וחיימר, that מדוח השיבחו כנניס, that בי is not מחל בתרומו. We had in Rashi, סי מצד אישוס, סי מצד קניין שיבחס. It says, only קניין כספו you can eat בתרומו. Afal pika in kaspo machiloso betrume. Is zu she biyoso machiloso betrume, in idin she kaspo machiloso betrume. Avo ma ese, shrei omru chachomim, in aruse bas Yisrael, oichelos betrume, ad she tikoneis lochupe. O mit a rabbonon, an aruse is not permitted to eat trume, to Achatikonis Lachupim, we'll see this is Mitamula, Shemo Tashke, La'achoiso, Lachel La'achoiso. So the Gemara asks, Heichidomi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseire is making a kal v'chaima, Madoch, Biya is machl by Anisha, Abadik of his kesef should be machl. He be biye shal yedei chupe, v'kesef shal yedei chupe, v'tavayu meichel ochlo. So then both of them eat trume. It's not, you don't, that's mamish nesuin. So they both eat trume. Vela be biye shal yedei chupe, v'kesef shaloy al yedei chupe. Now what he mean? What does he mean? He means biye together with chupe, and kesef shaloy al yedei chupe, is hoche tarti v'hoche chode. So how could you learn out that kesef should be machal alone from bia, if bia alone is also not machal? Bia is only machal al yedei chupe. El olav bebia shaloy al yedei chupe v'kesef shaloy al yedei chupe. So you have to say they're speaking about that there was no chuppah together with the bia, there was no chuppah together with the kesef, and that's poshet that bia is machal betrume. And how the shaila is kesef machal betrume by Yerusa? Yamrit bishloim and nesuyin aisa. So if you'll say that bia makes nesuyin, v'shimochi pshita lei. So that's poshet that bia is machal betume, because bia is much better than kesa. Bia makes nisui. Aliyamrit kedushinoi. So, but if you will say that bia makes erisin, is maishna hoche de pshitalei. So why by bia is it poshet to him that she eats trume? O maishna hoche de misafkelei. Now let us again go over Rashi. Zot Rashi. שאין ביוסו מחילוס, אם בוא על הקוין, by a shifre, if a coin was by a law, v'loi kono bekesef, ein eicheles, du beinen kinyin kaspoi. So that's not kinyin kaspoi. V'kedushin nami loi tofsi bo, kedushin is also not toifish, shetayim v'kudeshes loi bebiyoso, shrehi kechamer, amadayim alachamer, it's not shaykh to have issues with a chamer. So bia is not machal betrume mitzad. Bia is not machal betrume mitzad kinyin kesef. Bia is not machal betrume mitzad kinyin shifchis, and bia is also not machal mitzad ishus. That is what Rashi says. Is kaspa machilos odersiv kinyin kaspoi u yoichel boi. Zu shabiyos o machilos o kasal kadai tachashte. De biya oise nisuin. De gemore ana de biya oise nisuin kin meforish va ozo. Venises pshita lai da ochlo. De nafke lai besifri mi kol toyo bebeischo yoichel oiso. A nisue iits als kol toyo bebeischo. Vahach de ben bagbag hosam tonilo. Between Ben Bagbag and Rabbi the Ben Seir is in the Sefri on this pasuk of a kol toyer bebeischo. Now, yesterday we had wanted to say, and let's just perhaps review quickly. We wanted to say as follows, that Be'emison, in the Torah says, Tupsukim, Kinyin Kaspoi, is Yoichel Balachmoy. And this Kinyin Kaspoy, Lechaira is speaking about three distinct cases. One case, it is speaking about Kinyin Kaspoy, if a person has a behemoth, so the behemoth eats Truma, a behemoth shall Koyin eats Truma. Now there, the translation of Kinyin Kaspoy means, it's Kaspoy Haknuyaloy. This is his kesef, this is his rechush, this is his possession. That is one translation of Kinyin Kaspoy. There's another translation of Kinyin Kaspoy, which if Lefiya Emes, and that it goes on in Arusa also, there we cannot say that it means Kinyin Kaspoy Haknuyaloy. She belongs to him because she doesn't belong to him. She's not Mamoinai, she doesn't belong to him at all. So therefore, we cannot say Kaspoi Haknuyaloi. So what is Pshat there, Kinyin Kaspoi? There, the translation of Kinyin Kaspoi is that he was kind to her with Kesef. That's what Rashi says in Ksubis, that's what the Taisis Arosh says over here. He acquired a Kinyan Issa with Kesef. That's the type of Kinyan Kaspoy by Isha. And Rashi in Ksubis says, so how do I know if he married her with Shtar or Bia? How do I know she's allowed to eat Trume? So Rashi says, Iske Shabai Yisladodi. That them is in the Pasuk says, if he acquired a Kinyan Issa through Kesef, she eats trume. And I can figure out that al sahekish iske shavai slododi, that if he acquired this kinyan issa through shtar or beer, she also eats trume. Then we wanted to say, by a shifcha knanis, there are two oifanim how to say that kinyan kaspoy applies to a shifcha knanis. One way we could say Shifra Knanis is like a behemoth. She belongs to him. Gufa Konui. So Mamela, so that's called Kaspoy Haknuyaloi. That's a Taichkinyan Kaspoy. Then we wanted to say that Nemului mentions, what about a Mafker Avdoi? Shetzorich Get Shikha, he brings down, Shita Sateisvis, he also eats Trumen. Now, then, you can't say that kinyan, that it eats trume out because it's kaspoy haknuyaloi, because it's not kaspoy haknuyaloi. Because he was mafker avdoi, he doesn't have any mominess in the evid whatsoever. So why does a mafker avdoi, why does a mechusa get shicha eat trume? So that the Meluim says, because he has a Kinyan Isser. The Kinyan Isser that he has in the Eved, the Kinyan Isser he has in the Shivche, that is Machal Betume. So Lechayre, by every Eved, there are two Sibes why they eat Tume. One Sibbe is, Kozman, he wasn't Mavkadam, it's Kaspayak Nuyaloi. And another Sibbe is, it's yes, a Kinyan Issa that he acquired through Kesef. Velulai the Mistafine, we wanted to say that, perhaps a Moedike Chiddush, that a Mavker Avdoi, that eats Truma is only if he was kind of with Kesef. If Rashi had a problem, how do you know an Isha that's Nitne Bishtar, how do you know that she eats Truma? And Rashi had to come with a Iski Shavayis Ladodi. So Weistachais, the second translation of Kinyan Kaspoy, which means that I was Kaina Kinyan Issa through Kesef, so it's Einlach Boy Allah Chedusha, I was Kaina Kinyan Issa with Kesef. If I was Kaina Kinyan Issa through any other Kinyan who says I acquire Kinyan Issa. So there's a Deniski Shavayis Ladodi by Ishus. But by Evet could be There's no such iskish. So, could be the whole aloche of Mavker Avdoi eats Trume is if you were kind of with Kesef. That was one Hagdomi we wanted to say. And then we wanted to say, so this is the Shaila of the Gemara over here. The Gemara is clearing as follows. We know by an Eved, we know by a Shivche, and let's say we're speaking about Mavker Avdoi, we know that they eat Truma out the Kinyan Iser. So a Koyen acquires a Kinyan Iser in a Shivche, and that's Machal of a Truma. So now the Shaila is, does a Koyen acquire a Kinyan Iser al Yedei Kesef Barusosoi? Is this also Nichlal in Kinyan Kaspoy? That an Orus acquires a Kinyan Issa through Kesef. Just like by a Shivche, he acquires a Kinyan Issa through Kesef. And that the Gemara made a Kal V'chaymah. And that's the Shaila in our Gemara. So the Gemara made a Kal V'chaymah as follows. Madoch a Shivche Knanis. That through Bia Bechlal, he doesn't acquire any kinyanim in her, not a kinyan ishus, and not a kinyan shivches, and she doesn't eat truma through bia. Aval pike, but through kesef, he acquires a kinyan issa in order to be machal truma. An isha, that with bia he acquires a kinyan nesuin, and here Rashi brings a pasuk b'chol toil bebeischa yoichol kodesh. We mentioned yesterday, that's I once saw this b'shem rabar and zecheinu lebroche, that be'emesin there are two distinct halachas that an isha eats truma, an isha's kain eats truma. If she's an arusa, she eats truma als kinyan kaspoy, and there the pshat in the pasuk is that really she's a zoro. No, but since she's knuya to a kohen, she eats trume. He has a kinyan iser in her. Just like a shivche is a kinyan kaspoy, eats trume, because she's koni to a kohen, so who adin an isha that's knuya to a kohen also eats trume, but then you thought she's a zora. Then there's a posik and the suwe eats truma, it's called toyer bebeischa yoichel kodesh, which is another posik, another limud, and this rabbaran said, that pshat is that she becomes a kehenes, not she's a zore that is permitted to eat trume because she's knuya to a kohen. Kol toyer beveisra yechol kodesh is coming to tell us that a nesua becomes a kehenes, And that's my other said in Afkamin will be, can you give truma to a nesuah? That's the difference between a nesuah and an arusa. Arusa, you know, kind of it's just the scene if you give to arusa. She's azor. Azor that's permitted to eat truma. But you're not making mitzvahs nesina. If you give to a nesuah, so then she called to ask the pasuk of kol toy bebeis chayechol kodesh. She has a din of a kehenes and you're making mitzvahs nesina. So now the Gemara is saying as follows. The kal vachomer from the Gemara is madoch shifche that bia cannot be machal her sai mitzad shifche sai mitzad ishus. Bia can't be machala. Afal pikein. Through kesef, he acquires a kinyan iser in her that is machal betrumen. So an isha, that through bia she becomes a nesue, she becomes a kehenes. So an isha more easily acquires a koyach achilas trume than a shifche. So avadi gevis the kinyan, this halacha of that she's permitted to eat, as the Kenyan Isser he acquired through Kesef, should zicher apply by Arusa. That was the Kal Vachomer of Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseire. And that's why he said, and Arusa, so the Kal Vachomer is telling me that Kenyan Kaspoy, there's a vault Kenyan Kaspoy, so just like it goes, and a shifche, it also goes on an isha, and we say it means this translation, that he acquires a kinyan isa through kesef. That's the taitch of kinyan kaspoy. The other translation of kinyan kaspoy, I think bechlal can't apply to an isha. The kinyan kaspoy of a behemah, or a kinyan kaspoy of a shifche before hefke, that she's mamoinoi shalakoyin. So how could you learn out? So madach a shivche, it's truma madach. The one would make a kavuchem from a behemah. Madach a behemah, it's truma. So nishi should also be truma. They're two different in yonim and gads. So therefore, that's the whole shakl of a time. The Gemara is only speaking about that. Just like by a shivche, the kinyan iser is machal betrume. So who adin by narusa the kinyan iser aida kesef is machal betrume. In the Kal Vachomer, because Anisha has a kinyan of Kol Toy Beveischa, Bi is Machal Betrum. So that only makes sense, if we will say that Bia makes Nesuin. So then, that was a Dova Poshet. That was a Dova Poshet. That Bia is Machal Betrum, and we're claiming a Shaila. This halacha was saying a kal vachomer that kesef should also be machal betrume, kal vachomer from shifche. So now the Gemara had said, what kind of bia are we speaking about? Ibe bia shal yedei chupa v'kesef shal yedei chupa. It was speaking about that there was chupa by both. So in both cases, she's an nesue b'tavaya mechaloch. Let's see Rashi. Heichi domi diyalev kesef mi bia. Ineime bia shela acha chupe, vialef minei kesef shichnisa acha kach lechupe. I just want to mention, this is a very shvera Rashi, we should just be aware of it. As Mishoysef asks on Rashi, the Rishash asks on Rashi, Rashi made a murdike, there's a Toysos Arosh on this Rashi, Rashi made a murdike mishmash over here. Rashi said, we're speaking about with chupe, so look how Rashi said, Bia shel acha chupe. So Rashi said first he made chupe and then he made bia. Oh, interesting zach. V'yalav mina kesef shichnisa acha kach lechupe. And kesef Rashi is speaking about the first he made kesef and then he made chupe. So Rashi, why wasn't Rashi consistent? That the Rashi saying Gamura de Kechidish, that it's speaking that bia he make chuppah and then bia. I mean that there's a suffix in Mishnah Melech if we can make chuppah before bia and then everything fits into place. Others want to say Mekadosh Yisam Yisrael the chuppah v'kedushin. You can make the chuppah before the kedushin and then everything. About Kaponim, this is an interesting Rashi. That's Moshe wants to say could be it's a mistake in Rashi. About Kaponim. So the Gemara says, if we're speaking about this, but Tabayo Ochli, so then both of them eat. Umay Avol my Esed the Koma. Elo Bebiya Shal Yidei Chupe. Vekoyavne Kesef Shle Yidei Chupe Hechi Yalof Lomine. Hoche Talti Voche Chode. Yeah. So if we'll say both don't, are speaking without Chupe, Maish no Biya de Pshitale, Maish the Kesef the Mesavkale. So, v'afil ha'yedei chupe d'olav bas nesuinu. On the left of Gemara's Teretz. Which we did learn yet. And let us see Taisvitz. U'ma shivcho knanis, zu shebiyosa machilosa betrume, ha'inudin shekaspa machilosa. So the crux of the Kal v'chomer is, if bi is machilo betrume, Avad the Gibbis, Kesef should be Machal HaBetrum. We're saying Bia makes a Mesue, Bia makes a Kota Bebeisra, so if Bia helps, Avad the Gibbis, Kesef should help, because we see Kesef helps by Shivche, even though Bia doesn't help. Vim Taima, Fractasis, Vinema Yevoma Teichiach. The crux of the Kal V'chomer is, Isha, that Bia is Machal, Avad the Gibbis, Kesef should be Machal. Yevoma Teichiach. Shebiyosa machilosa, ben kaspa machilosa, afani obiyarusa. So I have a upschlag on your Kal V'chomer. You tell me, as the meat of Kal V'chomer, it should be like this. That the cow should have all the coolest of the chomer. That is, because bemis and shivche is more chomer than isha. Shivche cannot eat trume. Ayidei biye. Afal pikein is a kulik, and she can eat truma ayidei kesef. So, isha that is kal that can eat truma ayidei biye. By the way, she can eat truma ayidei kesef. So, yvama techiyach, she can eat truma ayidei biye, and she can eat truma ayidei kesef. Vyesh loymal, so Taisa says two malach. Malach number one. Da hai kal vachayma enikim gili milse baalme. The Aruse Mikri Kinyin Kaspay Kamay Shivche. Hilkach Loishaich Lemifrech Yechiach. That means, so Taisvus is saying as follows. I have a Posse Kinyin Kaspay. I know it goes on a Behemah. I know it goes on a Shivche. That the Kinyin Isser that he has in the Shivche's Machel. Does it also go on an Aruse? That's my Sofit. So I said, listen, if it goes on a shivche, about the gibbis it should go on an arusa. So finished. So I'm just learning out from this posik that the kinyan kasboy, that the posik says that a kinyan kasboy is machal betrume, this kinyan kasboy also goes by an arusa. By an arusa it also goes. That's all what I'm saying. There's no kinyan kasboy, period. But I'm not learning. If I've been learning the whole din, I'm learning out from shivche, just like a shivche eats trume, so an isha shev avad gives eat trume, then I have a yechiyah. But it's only a gili milsa to tell me that the posik in yinkaspe applies also by isha. Oy deshloim, the lakalamei me yevome techich, the kalamifrach mali yevome, Shekain eino niknis bekesef. Taima beishe she niknis bekesef. Dinu she toicho betrume al yedei kesef. Now I think Taisus means to say as follows. We want to learn out that a koyin acquires a kinyan isel beishtoi lachiloi betrume. Now this kinyan isel between you and me, I think this is not, a Yisrael doesn't have this Kinyan Issa. This is a unique Kinyan Issa that a Kohen acquires in his wife. And this Kinyan Issa is Machal Betrume. A Kohen is a Kinyan Issa and a Shifra, that's Machal HaBetrume. But this is a unique Kinyan Issa. So Memela, so Taisvi says you'll make, and then also a Kohen is a Kinyan Issus. A Kohen is a Kinyan Issus in his wife. Like every husband has a Kinyan Ishus. But a Kohen, besides the Kinyan Ishus that he acquires, he also has a Kinyan Issa, which is Machal Betrume. So you'll tell me, Yechiach Yevome Techiach. Yevome,
Yevama doesn't have a kinyan issues, so that's why he doesn't have a kinyan issue. On a Rusa, he has a kinyan issues, so maybe that's why he has a kinyan issue. So you don't have any moichiyah, because Yevama is a step behind. Yevama, there's no kinyan issues through Kesef, so therefore it could be there's no kinyan issue. Ma shimcha knanis she'ein biyosa machilosa. Ma haikal v'choyme leke lemelef she'teisha niknis v'kesef u'bishtah. Fektoises, ooh, we're making a psakal v'choyme from shimcha knanis. And what are we saying? The madach ha-shimcha knanis that doesn't have the machel of bia, it is a machel of kesef, so let's learn out. So isha is the machel of bia, but this is the machel of kesef. That's in hilchis tumis. Our kavochem is in hilchis tumis. For Taisus, let's learn in hilchis kinyonim. Madoch shifche, who does not have a kinyon of bia, has a kinyon of kesef. So isha who has a kinyon of bia, let an isha have a kinyon of kesef. Let her have a kinyon of shtar. Because a shifcha has a kinyan of shtah. Look, there's a whole bunch of other kinyanim that a shifcha has, a chazoke, chalipen, mishiche. I mean, there's a whole bunch of kinyanim that a shifcha has, so let's run it out. Mahai kavochay melek ala melev shtei isha niknis bekesef. U bishtah, nik ala mifrech mal a shifcha knanish shekein yoitze bekesef. A shifcha knanish is yoitze bekesef. So what is pshat in this pirche? So what is the logic over here? So since she goes out with kesef, that's why she's nicked the bishtah. What does that mean? So l'chayre pshat is that if you see ribui yitziyos by shivche, that means she can go out with shtah. She can go out with kesef, and she can't go out with kesef. So the ribui yitzias are moire on the klishes akinyan. That means if the kinyan that one has is a strong kinyan, so then it's very difficult to dismantle this kinyan. If the kinyan is a wishy-washy kinyan, so it's much easier to dismantle it. So Memele Sotaisu says, well, you're looking at a shivche, she's nikta bishtar, she's not nikta bishtar, and thus, so Memele, so Isha, that's nikta bishtar, but he should be nikta, but he says, look at the other way. That a shivche is yaitze bekesef, so that means ish is not yaitze bekesef. So if an ish is not yaitze bekesef, that shows that the kinyan that was used to acquire is a strong kinyan. That's why kesef is not capable of dismantling this kinyan. So memele, so therefore, in the shivche, kesef is capable of dismantling this kinyan. So memele, so I see the kinyan of shivche is a schwacher kinyan, is a weaker kinyan. So that's why it could be their kesef helps, could be their shtar helps. So I can't learn out isha from shivche. Aval inyan achilas trume loishayech lemifre chochi. But when it comes to achilas trume, but what will I say? You know why a shivche eats trume with kesef? Because she goes out with kesef. Fakert. If a shvache kinyan can be machel with kesef, going out with kesef shows us one thing, that the kinyan is a shvache kinyan. So if a shvache kinyan is machel with trume, so Anisha, Anisha doesn't go out with kesef, so it's moiridik. So memele, so it's a stronger kinyan, so zikha should be machel with trume. So that's what Taisu says. Look, I mean, what our Gemara is speaking about, we don't have a pirche of ma leshivcha sheken yoitze bekesef. Zu shebiyosa machiloso, einaydin shekaspa machiloso. This goes on the Gemara's Teretz, which we did not learn yet, so let's go further in the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman. Oh, so the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Yamit b'shlemi nesu'i na'ise. If you say the business na'ise mishimachi b'shitalei, da'alim alei b'ya mi kesef. So therefore, inu b'ya zichem achal b'tumen, da'alim alei kesef. Hele yamit kedushin na'ise. But if you say the kedushin is na'ise, that b'ya makes kedushin, Maishna hoche de pshitalei, biya de pshitalei, that's what Rashi is, a maishna kesef, the mesafet, both of them make kedushin. So why is it poshet to him that biya is machel and the kesef is not machel? Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak. V'loi lamei melach bebiya shal yedei chupa, v'kesef shaloi al yedei chupa. No, we're speaking about biya with chupa, and kesef without chuppah. Ud the kamrit, ah, you said, hoche tarti v'hoche chode. So he said, how can you learn out? Kesef from bia, there's bia plus chuppah, and kesef, there's only kesef alone. Aba kal v'chayme, mi yisa, I still have a kal v'chayme. V'hoche sholach lei, u'ma shivcha knanis, she'ein bi'yosa machilosa betum afila yedei chuppah. I still have a kal v'chayma. That means I'm learning isha from shivcha. Shivcha, you'll make bia and chuppe. She won't eat truma. And kesef, she will eat truma. Is kaspa machilosa b'loi chuppe. Zusha biyosa machilosa b'truma yidei chuppe. And it didn't she kaspa machilosa b'truma b'loi chuppe. Avor ma'ese sh'omur chachomim nerusa ba'as yisoy lechelis b'truma tzitikonis l'chuppe mishum d'ula als de gzeire av shem adashke. So this was the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseire, and he told Rabbi Yechonen ben Bagbag, I'm really amazed. I thought you were boki b'chol chadrei toire in a poshete kal v'chayim. You don't know how to make. What is your... That was Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir's kasha on Rabbi Yechonen ben Bagbag. Let us see what Rashi says. V'afilo ha'idei chupe, do lav bas nesu'ini. Shivcha za lav bas nesu'ini, so chupe won't help there. Mishum de'ula, demrine b'reish pilken, shem yimzugu lo kais b'vei sovio. Maybe they shall eat truma al tzaruse, so they'll give her a kais v'tashke lo cheh la cheiseo, and will come out kilku. Let us see Taisvis. Zu shebiyosa machilosa nidin shekaspa machilosa. Vim taima. V'neimo dayoi asoiv dine. Kloima, me eize koich atabolil moit kesef, mi koich bie. Daye ke bie vlo yachla la acha chupe, v'dugmosa beperik beis de bobekam. Now, I'd just like to explain a little what Taisus is asking. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama, so machleik is chabtafen in the chachomim, if keren tam b'chotzer hanizik pays nezik sholem or chatzi nezik. Rab Tarfon made a kal v'chayma, and the kal v'chayma was madoch shein v'regel. B'shus harabim is potter. B'shus hanizik pays nezik sholem. Keren, that b'shus harabim, keren tam, that b'shus harabim pays chatzi nezik. Avada gevis, Mishus anizik should pay nezik shalom. That's the kal v'chayma, and that the chachamim say daye lovim in adin liyes kenodim. That means let us analyze what was the kal v'chayma. From shein v'regel he proved that rishus anizik is more chomer than rishus harab. We see because shein v'regel rishus harab is part of rishus anizik pays nezik shalom. So that I see from shein v'regel rishus harab is more chomer than Rishus HaNizik. So Keren, who Bershus HaRab pays Chatzi Nezik, Abad Givis, Shus HaNizik, which is Mohammed, should pay Nezik Shalom. And that the Gemara says, Daya Lov Bindin Liyas Kenodin. The Lomit can, you're learning Keren Bershus HaNizik from Keren Bershus HaRab. The Lomit can't be Mohammed than the Melamed. And the Melamed is Chatzi Nezik. So Memela, So the Lomit also can be
I mean, we learn out ayah from via yorik yorik before aloisi kolim shivas yomim for a if the father is angry at her, so this tikolim shivas yomim kabochem l'shchini yedalajem, that if a money got from a father, so it can't be more chomer than a father. So Rav Tarfon says, you misunderstood my Kal Vachomer. The Kal Vachomer is as follows. Not I'm learning out Keren from Keren. I'm learning out Keren from Shein Veregel. And my Kal Vachomer goes as follows. Madoch Shein Veregel. That Vushus, I'm learning out Keren from Shein Veregel. He says, Madoch Shein Veregel. That is killed and Karen. Mishus Arabim, Shein Veregel is potter. And Karen is Chayev, Chatzi Nezek. So Shein Veregel, that's Chayev, Mishus Anizek, Nezek Sholem. So Amadi Gibis, Karen Tam should be Chayev, Mishus Anizek, Nezek Sholem. So I'm learning out Karen Tam from Shein Veregel, Mishus Anizek. Learning out just like Shein Veregel pays Nezek Sholem b'shus anizek, Karen also pays Nezek Sholem. I'm learning out Karen from Shein Veregel. I'm learning out Karen b'shus anizek from Shein Veregel b'shus anizek. And then that the Chacham say, you still say Dayan. Because a chain is as strong as the weakest link. Where did you see that Karen is stronger than Shein Veregel? From Karen b'shus harabim. So the strength is only Chatzi Nezek. So, if the whole chomer of Karen is, I see from Karen b'shus harab, so it can't be more chomer than Karen b'shus harab, which is chatzines. So al kaponim, that is the svara of the chachomim. That even though, theoretically, I want to learn out Karen tam b'shus hanizik from Shein Veregel b'shus hanizik, but since my whole basis that Karen is more chomer than Shein Veregel is built on the idea that Karen pays b'shus harabim chatzi nezek, there's also a loch of dayim. So the Melas of Tosfos is asking Akasha as follows. I'm learning out that if I'm learning out Ishe from Shivche, Madoch Shivche, Madoch Shivche eats Trume Kaspa Machilosa Betruma. Avada Givis Isha should be Kaspa Machilosa Betruma. How do I know that Isha is more kill than Shivche, his Mokulis? From Bia Yedei Chupa. So from Bia Yedei Chupa I see that Isha is more kill than Shivche. So everything is being built through Bi'al Yedei Chupa. So the Dover HaLomit cannot be better than the Malamed. So if I'm figuring this out from Bi'al Yedei Chupa, so Kesef I can only have the Kula. This Kula from that B.A.S. and B.A.S. the school al yedei, that is the kula of B.A. yedei chupe. So kesef can only be al yedei chupe. That is what Tosfos is asking. In Tavi Nevi Da'i Asayv Dine, Kloy Memeza Koyach Atabolul Me Kesef, Mikoyach B.A. Da'i Ki B.A. Bula Yachal Alach Chupe, Vedugmos Beg Beis De Bobaka. B.A. Shloy Mahochi Sobe Kireb Tafel. Our whole Gemara is going according to Rav Tarfon. The Oma loimrin and dai heichad the mifrich kal vachaima. V'yam v'tochi dai mifrich kal vachaima. That means if you'll say dai, the kal vachaima will not teach me anything. That means without the kal vachaima I won't know anything. So if you say dai, that I know already. I have a kal vachaima. In that kesef al yedei chupa is machel, that I know without the kal vachomer, and I have a kal vachomer, that means bishloime the normal dayoi, is I know avia yorek yorek befonel. Shchina I don't know at all. Avia I know. Shchina I don't know.
So if I learn out Shechina with the Kavol Chaimer for 7 days, so the Shechina is teaching me something. The Kavol Chaimer is teaching me something, that by Shechina, there's also 7 days. Let there be 14 days by Shechina, so that is the Midah of Dayoy. But over here, the Kavol Chaimer is not teaching me, I have a Midah of a Kavol Chaimer, if I'll say Dayoy, and I'll only say that Kesev is Macha Dechupe, so the Kavol Chaimer is not teaching me anything. Hey, so Reb Tarfon holds, hey, the Mifrach Kavol Chaimer lo emrin en dai. V'yam atoche dai, Mifrach Kavol Chaimer. That's so different. Nasuk is going according to Reb Tarfon. But when Yishim Shemikutzi Tirs lo emrin en dai, el hey, the Baal Amema, din chodosh, ki goyin hosom, do oma akar b'shus ramachatzi nezik, v'ata bo lilmoy nezik sholim mi Kavol Chaimer de shem v'regol. Abol hochet, the Rachmona oma akinyin kesef oichol, this is like the first thesis. The whole purpose of the Kavol Chaimer is not, I'm not learning out Isha from Shifre. I'm learning out the Din Achilas Truma from Shifre. This is only a Gili Milsa to tell me that what it says Kinyin Kaspa Yoichel Belachme applies also by Isha. So on that, there's no Pircha of Dai. Let us continue in the Gemara. So this was the taina of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire. He says, what are you taining that I hold an Aruse Bas Yisrael eats Trume Min HaTorah? I have a Kavol Chaimer from Shifre. Just like by Shifre Kaspa Machiloso, so by an Aruse also Kaspa Machiloso. That's my Kavol Chaimer. No, mit der Rabbanon, she's not allowed to eat Trume, als Ula Shema Tashke, or Ben Bagbag. Now, so what was the taina of Ben Bagbag? And Bagbag is had a taina of Yudha Ben Seire. I mean, Luchayud is a Kavol Chaimer. So Ben Bagbag said, Gabi Shifcha Knanis, Loi Shaya Bekinyona, Ocher Shaya Bekinyona. That means the Kinyan Kesef, of Isha and the Kinyan Kesef of Shivche are two different types of Kinyonim. The Kinyan Kesef of Shivche is a complete Kinyan. There's no more to be Kaine. The Kinyan Kesef of Isha is only a Mitzas Kinyan. You're not Kaine or completely. There's no Kinyan Gomel for Ishus. So Mamela could be, there's no Kinyan Isha to be Machal Betrume. Let us see what Rashi says. As she says, "Hoche shabi kinyonet lakati mechasra mesira lechupe l'nyin liyersha v'letamelo." So just like this is not a kinyon gomer l'gabi inyone isha, so it's not a kinyon l'gabi lahachel betrume. And by shifre, it is a kinyon gomer l'gabi shifre. So it's kaine shifres l'gamri. There's nothing more to be kaine. That is the first mahalach in the Gemara. Ravina Omar. Ravina said, that means, let us just review. We have a Kavol Chaimer that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira made, that Madoch, Isha, by Isha, be his Machal Betrume, Avad Gibis, Kesef, should be Machal Betrume. And we see that Bia is more Poshut, that it's Machal than Kesef. And the Pashtis would seem that Bia is Machal Betrume because Bia in the Suwaisen. Then the Gemara said, no, it means be al yedei chupe, and you can still make a Kavol Chaimer from Shifre. That was the sugya till now. Ravina Oma, Ravina said, midei araisa mifshat pshita lei da'ochla. No, there's no suffix at all. Kinyan Kaspa is going on Isha, just like it goes on Shifre Knanis. Mina Teire, you don't need any limudim whatsoever to teach us that an Aruse eats Trume Kaspa Machilos. There's no need for that at all. Umidarabonon Udishalachlay. Now the whole Shaila was if Midarabonon an Aruse can eat Trume if you say Kaspa Machilos. Vahochi Shalachlay. And this was what Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag sent Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira.
Shamati Yolecha, I heard Shatoi Maruse Bas Yisrael Echeles Betrume. That's what I heard. Voloi Chayshis Lesimpen. And you're not Chayish for Simpen. Now, Simpen means that, Simpen means something that breaks something else. That's the title of Simpen. So here we're speaking about that, you're saying that after Kaspa Machiloso, and you're not afraid, maybe she's a Balmum. And if she's a Balmum, so the whole Kedushin is a Mekach Tois. So Memela, how could you say that an Aruse could eat Trume, you're not Chayish for Simpen? Maybe she's a Balas Mum? So Mita Rabbonon, she shouldn't be able to. That was the Taina of Rabbi Yochanan ben Bakbak. What did Rabbi Yudim ben Seire answer him? Sholach lei, va'ati yato imekein. You disagree with this? Burzakani bor shata boki bechadre teire. Lidroish be kalvochoyma yata yodeya. You don't know to make a kalvochoyma. Uma shifro knanitz, she'ein bi'oso machiloso betruma. Madoch a shifro knanitz, that bi'e is not machil betruma, in a teire. Kasper machilosa betrum, but Kasper's your machil. The loy chashin in lesimpain, we're not chayish lesimpain. Zu shabi also machilosa betrum. An ishe is kill, that be also machilosa betrum. Ein edin she Kasper machilosa betrum, but loy nechish lesimpain. And we should not be chayish l'simpain. I have a kal v'chomer just like a shifcha. Now what are you asking? Let's analyze. What are you asking? What are you afraid of? You're afraid. Now let's, I'd just like to maybe jump the gun a little bit so we'll understand this a little better. This, when the person, that's what Taisus says over here, and the person is boil on Isha, so there's a klal, ein odom, shoyse bekois, el in kain boitka. That means if he's gonna make beer ready, so he won't make beer and then later he'll find out if she's a balas mum or she's not a balas mum, and the balas mum bothers him. No. Before he makes beer, he does all the inquiries and all the bedikas to make sure that this is the woman he wants. And then it'll be Bayala. So by Bia, there's no shash of simpan. There's no, if a person was koine, an aruse, he's koine, she's an aruse with Bia, Bia erisinoise. If he was, it was koine with Bia, one does not have to have heart palpitations. Maybe she's not his wife, maybe it's a kedushay tois. There's nothing but to worry about. Before he made bia, he made all the inquiries, all the bedikas, he made bia, this is his wife, so if she's his wife, she's allowed to eat from. By kesef, the valet just gives money. We'll find out later if she's a balas mum, so it's a mekach tois and finished, so she's not married. So kesef is a kinyan that one could think it's not a sure kinyan. Maybe he made a mind, but maybe she's not married to him. Now we're telling God to eat trume. We're playing with fire over here. She's a zore. And trume is misa b'day shemayim, and you say allowed to eat trume. Let's ask a pertinent question. Maybe it's kedushay tois. That was Rabbi Yochanan and Bazbach's time. How could you be makel? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira said, "Entschuldigt Rabbi Yochanan and Bazbach. Let me ask you a question. A shifche, you also have the same problem. A shifche gives a kesef." My kesef, there's no bedikas. Maybe she's a balas mum. Maybe it's a mekach tois. But aloch is less man the palak. There, no one made a whole tumult. There, the din is that And she's allowed to eat truma, and I'm not chayish for simpan. So mamela kal v'chayma for isha. And the kal v'chayma works, madach shivche, that it's not so easy for her to eat truma. She doesn't eat truma all the time. Only with, but with kesef, she does eat truma. So isha that eats with bi, about the gibis, she should eat the kesef. Now we'll come back to this soon. I just want to just go a little further and get the swing of the sugya. That means al simpim. We'll see later. There's nafkaminis. There's no chashash of ula. There's only a chashash of simpim. He says al simpim. I have nothing what to worry about. Al simpim is al simpim is a shivche eats trume and a natchayish wa mekach tois. So, an arusa, kaspa, machilos, I'm also not chayish from mekach. There's a different reason why an arusa doesn't eat truma, al shematashke, and if the shematashke is not applicable, so an arusa will eat truma. I'm not chayish for simple. Uben bagbag. So what did ben bagbag have a taina on Abida ben Seire? She says, you're telling me you're not chayish for simple by Ebed. Simpim b'avodim leslay. There's no simpim, there's no mum that'll make the kinyan amekach tois. Let's go down the list. Imumin shebegoli. If we're speaking about a mum shebegoli, a kachazilay. So when he bought the Eved, if there's a mum shebegoli, so he saw him when he bought him, so he won't buy him until later, 5 minutes later, oh, it's a mekach tois, look, he has a mum shebegoli. I mean, you saw this 5 minutes ago, and you accepted it. So there's no mekach tois for mum shebegoli. He mishum mumim shebeseisa, my nafkalei minei. So bus geitim om, there are mumim shebeseisa. L'malochi kaboilei, he needs this Eved, the shivchuf of malochi, So what's gaitis on that is that they have a mum shebeseisa? This is no reason to make it a mekach tois because they have a mum shebeseisa. A wife is something else. A wife, a mum shebeseisa, could be ekelsim. Ubavim, shivche, what is a badim? She has a mum shebeseisa. Nimtzegan, if I could use this. He found out that this eved he purchased was a ganav, if he had a criminal record. Oikov Yustis, Rashi says he's a kidnapper. Higioi. So, what did you expect? To be kind of a lamed vav tzadik? He bought an Eved Knani. That's an Eved Knani for you. Well, what do you think an Eved Knani is? That's normal. What did you expect to get? Chofetz Chaim you thought to get? That's an Eved. An Eved is a ganef. An Eved is a... The Gemara in Arvei Psochem that the Zeirusha from Knani told them to be Ganov. I mean, that's their mahus. So if you want an Eved Knani, some Meile, that's not a mum, that's not a mekach tois. My amrit listed mezuyim my nichtav lamalchus that I have a mum that he goes with weapons. He's not some a Ganov. He's armed. Or the government is after him, they as soon as they find him, they're going to execute him. That's a mekach tois. So that must is hanikole islo. No, there's like a, listen. So you saw when you went into the post office, you saw his picture, wanted, dead or alive. So you saw that he's wanted by the malchus. So you knew all about this. So it's not a mekach tois. Now let us stop over here for 1 minute and try to understand what Agamor is saying. So we have over here a machloikis between Ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seire. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seire said Amida v'kal v'chayma, that is, if an Eved can eat Tume, a Shifra can eat Tume, even though there's difficulties with empty Tume, B is not machal b'tume. From deswegen, Kesef, that Yikaspa machiloso. And we're not afraid, even though there's difficult, not so easy for Eved to eat truma. And we're not afraid of simpin. So now to give us an isha that it's, that she, for her, it's more easy to eat truma. Biyosa machilosa. So now to give us kaspa machilosa. And Bagbag said, you can't compare Isha to Eved. But Eved is no chashe mekartois. By Isha there's a chashe mekartois. Now, let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Al kochoch, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira held by an Eved is also a chashe mekartois. I mean, there's also chashe mekartois. I mean, that's the machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bagbag says, there's nothing to worry about. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, this is a chashe mekartois. And just like over there, you're not chayish, you're also not chayish. So there's a Muradike Kashe from the Marit. The Marit asks a Kashe, so you hold that this Achshash Mekartois Be'evet. So why do you have to go with a Mida V'kal V'choyma? Make a Mamatzinu. A person is Koyna, a Shivche with Kesef. There's a Sofik, maybe it's a Mekartois. Is she allowed to eat Trume? Yes. Maybe it's a Dor. You're not Chayis, whatever the reason is. The same thing, a person marries Anisha. So there's a chash, maybe it's a mekartoy. Oh, not make a mamas here, make up a whole thing with a psakal v'chayna with beer. What? What's felt a chayis? This is the Maritz Kashe. I'd like to say a teretz on this Kashe, and then that's where the Gemara is meiridik enlightening. There's a meiridik beis Yosef on a sefer of Halichas Oilam. There's a sefer, I once saw this beis Yosef, the sefer Halichas Oilam is a sefer on Klolim. The beis Yosef has a pirish on this sefer. And the beis Yosef brings down a pertinent question. Beis Yosef asks, why is it that this Yud Gimel Midish Ateren et Rashid, one of them is a Kal V'chayim. Frech the Beis Yosef, why do you need a mid of a Kal V'chayim? A Kal V'chayim is a Mamatzinu plus. What's a Kal V'chayim? Madach, I can pick up 200 pounds. A Vardigvis, I can pick up 100 pounds. So really, I can figure this out from a Mamatzinu. Yes, Bechlal Mosayim on it. In every 200 pounds, I'm picking up 100 pounds. It's a Kal V'chayim. Also, I can pick up... But it's a Mamatzinu. Why do you need a mid of a Kal V'chayim? This Kasha the Beis Yosef asks. Zot the Beis Yosef a Meiridike Teretz, and with this we'll understand our Gemara Meiridike. So the Beis Yosef says you need the Mida of a Kal V'chayma when you cannot make a Mamatzino. Ad Kan L'Shayna. And let us explain this. The Mida of a Mamatzino works as follows. This case has this halacha. Case B is similar to case A. So it should have the same halacha. The halachas are figured out through the similarity of the cases. If the cases are the same, so the halachas should also be the same. That is hamamatzino. The Beis Yosef says, a kal v'chayma was given when you cannot make a mamatzino. And let us explain this in our Gemara. That is 100% true. That the possibilities of a mekachtois by Eved are less than the possibilities of a mekachtois by Anisha. Ben Bagbag said there's no possibility of tois. Simpim bavod leka. There's no possibility at all. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, no, there's also a possibility, and we're not chayish for tois. We are not chayish for tois, but there's a possibility. But that zicher, he agrees to Yochanan ben Bagbag, that the percentage of tois by Eved is much less than the percentage of tois by Isha. Now, if we would make a mamotzinu, we would say, look, just like an Eved is allowed to eat trume, we're not chayish, some Isha also, some person would, please, how can you make a mamotzinu? By an Eved, it's a 5% chance of toys. By an Isha, it's a 15% chance of toys. So if I say that an Isha is not allowed to eat trume, you proof on an Eved is a 5% chance, and Anisha is a 15% chance. So if you go with a midah of mamatzino, you can't figure out anything. But there's a midah of a kal v'chayma. This is one of the yud gimel midah shatayr nedreshes ben. The midah of kal v'chayma works with halachas, not with the similarity of the cases. The midah of a kal v'chayma is as follows. I have a midah, this is one of the yud gimel midahs, that a davar kal has to have all the coolest of a davar chomer. It has to have it. That is one of the Yud Gimel Midas. And Shivche it's very difficult for her to eat trume. Be it she won't eat trume. With kesef she can eat trume. And isha has, can eat trume with beer. So lemaisa, which person is more killed in achilas trume? And isha is more killed than a shivche. A shivche cannot eat trume through beer, and an isha can eat trume through beer. So an isha is more killed than a shivche. And if a shivche has a kula that by kesef she's permitted to eat trume, so a male anisha has to have this kula. That is the meat of kamo chayma. We will not botch, even though there's a difference, it's 5%, it's 50%, I don't care. The meat of Kalvo Chayma comes to tell us, even though the cases are not similar, and I cannot learn that from Mama Matzina, the meat of Kalvo Chayma telling us that a dovo that is kal has to have all the coolest of the chamor.